Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. This is year number 3, people. We are back to step number 1 of awareness. Tonight, we're going to do the introduction and start talking about awareness, especially for those who haven't been listening to the calls for the past couple of years. This will be a good introduction for you and a good remember course for everyone else. So, like we do always, we're going to do a how was your week with my co-host Terry Sayer. And unfortunately, for those who follow us on Facebook, we mentioned that Janet Renner was going to be on the show with us tonight, but she had an emergency come up last minute, so we excuse her for that and are sad to not have her on the show, but we hope that everything is works out well for her and her emergency. So, Terry, how was your week?
Well, it's been a good week. I think when we met last week, I was up in Dublin, which is not Ireland, unfortunately, but in Dublin, California, working with some teachers and coaching some teachers that I've been working up there with for a couple of years. And it was kind of coming to the end of a really whirlwind time for me where I'd been traveling a lot and hadn't had a lot of time to process a lot of the things that I'd been doing. I'd been back to Washington, D.C. to do a Fearless Foundations workshop and had an amazing time, and then came back to do a retreat with my leadership class and off to Pasadena to take a workshop with Dr. Spencer on goal setting, and then I was back up in Dublin. So I've been carving out some time to try to process all of these things that I've been learning and putting them into practice and being aware of how they fit into my goal for this year. And then I think for some reason my body just realized that I had a time to relax, and so I got a really bad cold. So I'm on end of not being able to breathe for a couple of days, but feel a little bit better today.
I have
a goal this year to grow in my business and expand to becoming a speaker and taking opportunities to be aware of times that I can step up and grow as a public speaker. So as I was thinking about that and the awareness of where I am and then processing this new information that I've received about how to set goals and to accomplish those goals the first time, and also the Fearless Foundation workshop where I was reminded of my will of fear and my will of freedom and how to access that capacity to take risks and to step out of my comfort zone. And so I've been working with a group called Toastmasters, which is an international organization that helps people to become better speakers and to be more aware of filler words when they speak and to be more concise and able to motivate an audience and to bring them to a point of awareness of their own skills and strategies. So I'm going to commit myself to that. And this morning, in fact, I had a board meeting. I'm president of that organization and talked about how to expand my commitment to speaking not only within our own club but reaching out to regionally and statewide to clubs to expand my expertise as well as skill and my influence and within that organization, which will directly impact my goal of becoming a speaker. So just trying to process all of this information and being aware of how much a wealth of knowledge that I have at my fingertips because of Fearless Living and because of my involvement in Toastmasters to reach this specific goal for this year as I work through the 12 steps. So I was looking at awareness in ways of what am I already doing that I can, that's become somewhat of a comfort zone, and expand that to where I am taking small baby steps, or those are stretches, or even some risks in putting myself out there in public to raise my awareness and the awareness of others about my willingness and desire to become a public speaker. So also this weekend we had our local Relay for Life, which our little tiny community of 60,000 people usually is the third highest money raiser in all of California, which is a pretty impactful amount of money to donate to the cause to eliminate cancer. And so once again, we reached over the $300,000 mark in our, and it will probably go up from that by the final accounting. So that was a 24-hour commitment that I worked at on Saturday, and appreciated my family participating in that as well. So it's been a busy week, not feeling my best health-wise, but pushing through and working on my commitment to this new goal that I've made, and awareness about how I might do that in ways that I already have available to me that I can expand and step out of my comfort zone. So that's kind of what I've been thinking since last week when we declared our goal to follow this year. So that's kind of where I've been this week.
Awesome. Sounds like you've been taking some big steps forward, so that's great. For me this week, well, this weekend, my daughter fell off of her bed on Sunday, and so we were at the ER for about an hour or so, which was actually not that bad for ER stay. And it turns out that it's not broken or fractured, that it's just swollen and there's fluid in her joint, so she needs to, you know, take it easy. So that was some excitement that we had. Also, we did Relay for Life, and we had a birthday lunch for one of my really good friends. So that was a lot of fun. I got to see a couple of my friends and then also be with the birthday girl. And then before that, we were just kind of having some car problems that my car kept dying, and we figured out that it was the alternator, and we got that taken care of today and all fixed up. So that's one thing checked off my list and helps me to feel a little bit better and productive about getting things taken care of, so that I don't have to worry about going out to my car and it not starting. Now, we got stranded at Target the other day, and Jay had to come jump my car. So that's not fun, especially when the ice cream's melting in the car. No fun. So, so that's one stress off my to-do list. So they told us that it was only going to take 2 hours to change the alternator, and it took a lot longer than that, almost like 4.5. So I was sitting in this tiny little room with Liam, and probably after the second hour, he was really not wanting to be there anymore, and neither was I. So, fun day. But I did get some things accomplished moving towards my goal of accepting my personal power, which is my goal this year, is stepping into my personal power and really owning that. And I've been doing some new things with groups that I have on Facebook, and I'll be opening up a public group that I'm practicing and creating, and I'll be opening that up for any of our listeners to join pretty soon here, which I'm excited about. And then we also have a group that I'm working with of people who have come to some of our in-person workshops, and so that group is private, but I'm doing somewhat the same sort of thing in the public group that I'm going to open, and I'll advertise that on our Fearless Generation page once it's open to the public. So I'm really excited about that and stepping into being a rock star and and all of the stuff that I've been doing with moving forward, that kind of attitude towards life. And I think as we start over and we start thinking about awareness, of course, this year our focus is going to be around our new we're going to be talking about awareness around our new focus. Sorry, said that kind of backwards. And so we've talked a little bit about that tonight, but just the general terms of awareness, what is something that really supports you with accessing awareness or supports your clients with really getting a concept about awareness and how you can use that as a tool or a step in moving forward in freedom?
Well, I think that awareness has just become internalized value for me, and a step that I just, it's hard for me to think about not being aware. And
mm-hmm.
I think I've really accessed my powers of observation and listening in order to be aware. So by not prejudging or by coming up with how things are going to be before they even happen. So I think just really being willing to be in the present and
mm-hmm.
not access all the things that have happened prior to this day or might happen tomorrow. It's just being aware, and then that being the first step, it just makes, for me, since this is something we've been practicing now for many years, you know, probably 5 years, and then just really focusing on it this past 3 years and looking at each step, that awareness is a way of living where
mm-hmm.
you just, you know, you really, it becomes, it transcends what we know, because when you're aware, you're observing your surroundings, you're making decisions based on your environment. You're looking at, you're checking in on your feelings, I always think of my actions, my thoughts, my words are congruent or in line with my intention for the day, and just being aware of seeing things as possibilities instead of seeing things as black and white. And it's a state of being. I think it's become a state of being. And
mm-hmm.
when I check myself, I could check myself by, if I'm beginning to have frustrations, or I'm beginning to feel judgmental, or I'm beginning to, I call it worry, I check myself and I say, am I really being aware? Am I really being open? And am I looking at possibilities, or am I living, you know, going back and pulling up the past or worrying about the outcome of the future? And so it's all of those things that kind of work in sync, and
mm-hmm.
there's this kind of synergy around my being that helps me to make decisions based on that I'm aware of my surroundings, aware of my feelings, aware of my thoughts, and aware of my intention. And I can check on that, and then I make choices based upon that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real. I can't put my finger on just one thing, you know, but it's...
Yeah, I think at the beginning I was more aware of the feelings than what brought the feelings on. So like if I was like, oh, okay, I'm really frustrated right now. Well, why am I really frustrated? What's the expectation that I have in this situation, and how can I shift it into an intention? So it was, you know, it was more, I would become aware after the fact usually. And then it was like, oh, okay, I'm feeling frustrated, or I'm feeling worried, or I'm feeling non-productive, or I'm in my core negative feeling, you know, so I've been triggered. And so that's kind of where my awareness started. It started because I'm more feeling based. And I'm very, even before Fearless Living, I was very aware of my emotions because I lived in them nonstop. And so that was an easy place for me to start. And then I started to become more aware of how I was talking to myself, the things that I would say to myself. And I started to be able to challenge, because I used to tell myself no all the time. No, you're not capable enough to do that. You're not, you don't have the skills. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not cool enough. You're not whatever enough to go out and do that thing that you want to do. And so it was, you know, first becoming aware that I was telling myself that. I mean, sometimes I would go to the point of like, where did this start? But, you know, when did I start telling myself this? Or did someone else tell me this and I accepted it as truth and you know, went forward with it or whatever it might be, but not all the time. Sometimes I would just be like, okay, I hear this, you know, broken record or whatever you want to call it, you know, a dialogue going on, and I would start to question it. One of the tools that I used at the beginning so often was, are you making it up or is it true? And which is a tool of Rhonda Britton's. And I would ask myself that all the time with so many different things. Even like foods, because I used to be the type of person where you would ask me, do you like this? And I would say no, even if I had never eaten it before. I had made the decision on the color or the smell or the assumed texture or, you know, whatever the criteria was that I made up to say that I didn't like something when I had never even tried it. So it was this constant challenge of like, okay, do I really not like this? Or, you know, because I haven't eaten it, so am I willing to try it? And then I moved on to willingness. But, you know, it's like, you know, first I was aware of the feelings, and then I became aware of the dialogue in my head. And, you know, and I think that once you're aware, that then you have the opportunity to shift. And to go from expectation into intention, or to go from complaining into gratitude, or go into beating yourself up, you know, from beating yourself up into acknowledging yourself. So it's like, you know, or asking yourself, is this true or am I making it up? You know, really challenging, you know, whatever it is that your fear is telling you, or labels that you've accepted, or hats that you've been wearing, or layers of, you know, past, you know, trauma or bad choices or whatever it is that you're holding on to, and really become aware of all of the layers and all of the labels and all of the language and all of the feelings, and then going, okay, now I'm aware of all of this. What am I going to do about it?
Yeah,
and I think that the reason why awareness is so amazing is because there's always another level.
Mm-hmm,
there's always another level of awareness. It's not like, oh, I'm aware of everything now and I'm going to go forward and work on changing it. No, it's like, okay, I'm aware of it to this point and I'm going to either make, you know, shift or make changes or, you know, new choices to adjust it. And then if I do, I get down to another level, but there's always another level of awareness. And
I think that, you know, as we go through some of the other steps that they lead to, you know, it's like this doesn't happen in a perfect circle. You know, it's cyclical. And awareness can be the first step. But when you're working the work and you're doing it over and over again, because it's a lifelong journey, that sometimes willingness or sometimes compassion or accountability brings awareness. And you may be on step six and all of a sudden you jump back to step one, which is awareness. And it just raises your level of capacity in that step six, because you're willing to be aware of the new feelings, the new thoughts, the new actions, the depth of the compassion that you feel for yourself and others, the depth of accountability, you know, or even the depth of possibilities or surrendering, you know. So it just there. We go through the steps one at a time, and we take one a month. But now that if you're just beginning, then you're just beginning on your first cycle. But just being willing to jump back to awareness as you get to a new level in one of the other steps, they become. It is a cycle, but you can jump all over in that cycle. It's not like you have to be at step one before you can, you know, go to step four, or step five has to be after step three. I mean, it's just once you start to incorporate these steps into your life, they permeate everything. And so you're becoming more, you know, as you're becoming more willing to see possibilities, which are two of the steps, you then become more aware of the possibilities that you can willingly, you know, should give a go at, you know. So it's interesting how these 12 steps that Rhonda's identified as the pathway to change, that these are the fearless steps to help you get unstuck as you're making your journey to become the best you can be and what you are created to be, that they just become a state of being, and they become a way of life and a way of making choices and a way of thinking. And I think I've shared that with Rhonda several times, that it becomes you. It becomes who you are. It becomes your way of navigating through life's journey, and the good times, the bad times, the uphill journey to your goal, the roller coaster ride of excitement as things, you know, work well. And it's just, it becomes who you are to use these steps to create the life that you were intended to have. It's just, it's amazing. And so those of you that are just beginning on this journey, just recognize that awareness, as Kelly said, there are so many layers to that awareness, and it's a never ending journey of new awarenesses as you meet new opportunities and new challenges and stepping out of your comfort zone and taking risks and just expanding your influence. Mm-hmm. And it's just an amazing way to fill up the space that God has given you to grow and to serve and to love one another. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think that awareness is definitely, I think each step definitely adds onto. It's not like you go from one step to another, but you take each step with you, and and they just continue to add upon each other. And you're definitely going to want to access each step as you go forward. Rhonda's book, Change Your Life in 30 Days, she takes you through a process, and you're getting a new tool every day for 30 days. And it's not like when you get one, you only have to do that one the next day. You're doing the one you got yesterday and the day before that and the day before that and the one you got today. So it's all in addition to. So I really like that. And I think that as we continue to go forward, I think the dangerous way of thinking is to think, oh, well, I've already mastered this area or this specific thing, because that just doesn't happen. And so to have that type of expectation of yourself I'll just go with expectation. To have that kind of expectation of yourself is like setting yourself up to fail. or to not, or to feel like you failed or you're not being successful, because there's no area that we, it's like, oh, I've got that, and it stays gotten. It's a continual process in every area. But I think that there are areas in our lives sometimes where they don't need as much attention as maybe other areas of our life. I mean, I know when Rhonda speaks, she talks about, you know, she goes, oh, I'm sure you've got 80% of your life under control, where you feel like you're doing good, you're successful, either it's work or it's a relationship or it's, you know, your spiritual experiences or, you know, whatever it might be. But what we're talking about is that 10% where you don't got it together. So, you know, that's kind of where we start. That's where we start. We support you there. But as you see how you can make so many changes in that area of your life, that 10% area of your life, you start seeing how there in that 80% where you thought you had it together, there's a whole lot of changes and choices that you can make there as well to make it better. So it's just, you know, we're continually progressing. And I think I mentioned this before at the FFW. I mean, I've been working, you know, and following Rhonda for over 10 years now. And I love seeing her progression. You know, she's the fearless, you know, leader of us all. And she's still progressing. She's still working the work and doing, you know, all of the things that she's teaching others to do. It's not like she's achieved this, you know, I don't know. I was going to say nirvana, but I don't think that's the right word. But it's not like she's on this plateau looking down on us. She's still working the work. And to see her progression inspires me with my progression. And because, you know, it's not like I, you know, when I'm like, oh my gosh, I, you know, I've become aware of a new expectation that I have. And I'm like, oh, expectations are still weighing me down. But I know that that's going to happen. And so I don't beat myself up. And I'm like, okay, I have a new expectation. It's a new opportunity to, you know, write a new intention or to look at what's coming up around that. Or, you know, am I trying to meet some core need or, you know, what's going on? You know, it's an opportunity to become more aware instead of beating myself up. And that's great. I think when we look at our lives like that, like, oh, this is coming up, and we look at it as an opportunity to become more aware of what's going on with us, more aware of things that we need or things that we want or, you know, whatever it might be, instead of, you know, going, oh, I have another expectation, I'm such a loser, or beating ourselves up. I think awareness is a way to kind of shift out of that as well. Like, oh, okay, I have a new awareness, you know, to practice here. And, you know, what am I willing to do, you know, to go forward? So I think that awareness is a huge step, which is why we start with it. And I think that it's something that you're always constantly using. Because as life progresses, new things happen. It's not like your life is stagnant. So, so your awarenesses aren't going to be either. But yeah, so I really enjoyed our conversation tonight. Is there anything that you would like to add about expectations before we get off the call?
Awareness. I know what you meant. No, I appreciate your thoughts, and I always learn from you, which is one of the great things about our partnership and the fact that we're two different generations, and we like to look at it from both sides, and I think it's really helpful. It always helps me to listen to you and your perspective as well. So thank you for sharing, and I will see you next week, and I hope I'm feeling better, and I'm sure I will be. So everyone have a great week.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming back and listening. We are grateful for those who keep coming back each year. We'd love to hear what your focus is this coming year. Please share with us on Facebook, and we will see you next week. Be fearless, everyone.
Good night.